Elizabeth Shuler.
Hi, Taylor. It's Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks. What's going on?
Not much. We're just settling into the new place.
Yeah? How's it going so far?
It's good. We're really happy, and it came out better than expected.
Excellent. Good to hear. Yeah,
so,
I haven't spoken
yeah.
with you since you guys have been in your new spot.
I know. I was like, Tom's just giving us a little break to get acquainted with the new spot.
That's right. Now, I think I called last week or maybe the week before, but wasn't able to catch you.
Oh, maybe. We had issues with, like, the phone, too, like, for a little bit. But everything's squared away now.
Oh, good now?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, here we are, almost Christmas time. Ready to roll for the holidays?
What's that?
Are you ready to roll for the holidays?
I think we're in pretty good shape.
Good.
We have our wreath is coming for the door today, and we got all our jewelry entered, so we're ready.
Nice, perfect. Well, that's good. Have you been looking for any diamonds lately or any projects upcoming I can help with?
Not at the moment. I'm just over here looking. Yeah, we still have all our lab-grown studs and everything, so we're good at the moment, but we know you're a phone call away if we need anything.
Okay. Yeah, we did a lot of our holiday buying over the past few weeks, so, yeah, we're certainly healthy with our inventory if you need anything. I've got a good selection at the moment.
All right. Perfect.
Now, is Betsy still running the liquor store, or was that connected to the other store?
So we closed it because we moved into the space where it was.
Oh, okay. So that's
no longer. Yeah, it's been a year of decluttering and detaching, and I think we're both kind of starting to feel a lot less stressed out.
Right, yeah. I hear it through Betsy's bones that she's happy.
Yeah, she is happy.
Well, that's certainly a relief, I'm sure. Once you're
now we just sell jewelry. We don't
now
sell anything.
Right, now you're all focused on jewelry. I love it. Well, that's
is
more
lab grown dying down, or is it still going strong?
I think it's been dying down a little bit. I'm certainly still there, but I haven't had as many requests for engagement rings anyways with the lab growns as I had like 6 months ago. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, we know you don't like them.
I don't have anything against them at all. I don't mind one bit. Hey, everybody's entitled to spend their money however they wish.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, a different price bracket for people.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
So yeah. I thought for sure that was what would keep them going strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think especially for, like, earrings and, you know, necklaces, bracelets, things like that, you know, more fashion jewelry. I think it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're great for studs just because if you lose it, you're not so devastated, especially if you want a bigger one.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, you can replace it and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. Man, I totally get it. Yeah, I find with engagement rings, I mean, again, just my personal preference, I would go natural. And a lot of that just has to do with the fact that, I mean, you have these people that are buying lab growns, and then they're still spending, like, thousands of dollars on the setting, you know, on the mountings.
Right.
It's just crazy to me that, you know, the ultimate value isn't the actual diamond itself, you know, it's the
thing.
Ring, you know, with engagement rings. And now I'm actually starting to hear stories of jewelers of mine that are now getting customers that are coming back in and you know, trying to get these appraised, or they've, you know, that their engagement, either their wedding, either, you know, their marriage dissolved, and, you know, they want to sell it, and, you know, of course, there's no money, you know, coming back to them after the fact, which
right.
I'm sure a lot of people tell their customers up front, but you don't hear it until you have to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been telling people. We don't know how the value holds because they're still new, and we just say it's not the same as a diamond in that
mm-hmm.
sense.
Right.
And people get it. They understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, hopefully this holiday season is strong for everybody and people
yeah,
are spending
no, we're
money.
I hope you guys sell a lot of diamonds.
Yes, I hope we sell a lot of diamonds together, Taylor. Well, let me know if I can help out in any way. I'm here for you.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Enjoy with your family.
Thanks. Bye, Tom.
Okay. Yep, bye.